back to Unsolicited. I'm Angelica.
And I'm Haley.
And we have some special guests here tonight.
Snaps.
We're snapping them. Okay, so we have CJ, Cameron, and Zach with us this evening. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up? Hi.
Okay. Introduce yourself so you can identify a voice.
Right. Do you say my name first because I have to introduce myself first to set the standard here? Or is that how it's going? I always gotta go first. Hi, I'm CJ. I'm Angelica's girlfriend. I mean, boyfriend.
One of them.
Yeah, one of many.
What you mean is your other boyfriend.
True.
I attend UT just like her. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. I'm Zach. I'm neither Angelica's girlfriend nor boyfriend. I also go to UT. All of us kind of went to the same high school together, so that's kind of how we know each other. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. I'm Cameron. I also go to UT. Crazy. I'm not Angelica's boyfriend or girlfriend, but I am the boyfriend of both CJ and Zachary. So
yeah.
True.
I was hoping one of y'all was going to make a joke about that.
Yeah. I like dogs. That's all I got.
I too like dogs.
I also like dogs. Forgot to throw that.
Angelica's allergic though, so.
We're getting a cat named Egg soon. I want it so bad.
I want it so bad. I told Haley she can get a cat if we have our own rooms. But I'm just gonna like wake up and it's gonna be like on top of my face, and then I'm just gonna bust out in hives.
And yeah, they tend to do that.
Get companionship, so it's worth it.
You said it's gonna be named Egg?
Well, it's pre-named.
Name. We found a ghost named Egg.
Animals are named after food.
Oh, yeah,
we
did find a ghost named Egg in the desert.
Like a corgi named Meatloaf.
Took
or
a Ouija
something.
Board out to the desert. We met a ghost named Egg.
I almost broke up with CJ because he was using a Ouija board. The inner Catholic kid in me was literally screaming.
He was cheating on me with the demons.
Yeah, he was. Probably.
He was like the demon.
What is your name? Yes. Okay, so yeah, we have these three special guests with us this evening because we decided we wanted to do very special. We wanted to do like a boys edition because Haley and I are not boys, and we decided that maybe they can give us a little perspective on what it's like to be a bro, right, guys?
Absolutely, I wouldn't call us bros. Don't know.
No, but that's the funny part because you guys aren't actually bros.
Yeah, but your audience doesn't know that. You're misleading them.
They might. They can figure it out.
They can figure it out. Yeah.
They can figure it out throughout the episode. Okay, so before we get to questions, let's do highs and lows of the week. So I guess I explained this to you guys earlier, but it's just like the best part of your week and the worst part of your week. I'm trying to think. I guess I'll go first. So for highs, I mean, we didn't record an episode last week, but since the last episode, I voted, so that's a high. And then low of this week, let's see. I don't like doing school in general, so that is my low.
You just realized that this week?
Yeah, just this week.
My low is I had to go home, see my parents, want. It was just...
Damn.
Calling out like that, okay.
But it was just boring, and I don't know. It just sucked. I wanted to off myself the whole time I was there.
You don't like being in L-Town?
No. I also started eating gluten, so my intestines were in shambles.
Yeah, fun fact, Haley has...
We don't know.
Okay, we don't know.
I have an undisclosed gastrointestinal issue.
Gluten just like messes with her.
And meat too, I think. But I don't know if you can have a meat sensitivity. That kind of doesn't make sense.
I don't think that's a thing. I'm gonna go with no.
You have to get like some kind of disease from a tick.
Yeah, there's a tick you can be bitten by that makes you allergic to meat. That's one of my worst fears, is getting bitten by that tick.
What if I have that?
Or I think like if you
should probably pull it off soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my high was, since I felt sad, I bought a lot of myself a lot of gifts, like a candle.
Healthy coping mechanisms. Healthy coping mechanisms.
Okay. My other thing was, I was telling my therapist about this. I had my first appointment with Queen Sophie. And I was like, when I feel sad, I buy things. And I guess she just didn't know what to say. But she was like, that could be self-care. I'm like, I have no income. And she was like, okay. I think she doesn't know how to handle me already.
No, she's just getting to know you. Therapy's fun like that. Okay, do you guys want to do a high or low? It doesn't matter what order.
I'll start off with my low and end on my high. So my low was my government test I had to take this week. It just was. Taking tests ain't fun, especially not an online government exam. So that was my low. My
high.
Do you
have a grade for it yet?
No, I don't. Okay. So it's a multiple choice exam, 100% multiple choice, all online. The professors can just plug in the right answers, right? But I don't get my grade back. They have to go through it for some reason. I can't just get the instant grade back. So what starts here changes the world.
Some person's A could be different than another person's A.
It's like the Canvas randomized test where the questions can be randomized. And I think they do it to like do the curve, but I want to know my raw score. I want to know if I did well or not. Then you can change the grade later. I just want to know at first, right?
You know, if you really knew your government, you would know. Just saying.
You're right. It's all my fault, actually. The high of my week, I'm going to count the extended week and say I got a bidet recently, and it changed my life. So the high of my week is using that bidet every time.
He's been talking about bidet for years, y'all.
It's like, damn, it's a magical experience. If you haven't,
a bidet.
It's just 30 bucks on Amazon will change your life.
Okay. Just wipe your ass like an American does.
Hey, I'm saving trees, okay, by using
this. Wait until you find out about the water gun butt plug. It'll change your life.
Oh my god. Zach, Cameron, highs, lows?
Yeah, I can go. My low this week is that I have strep currently. So that's not
twice in 1 year.
Yep. Twice in one quarantine, even. And I guess my high is that I didn't fail a test in this one class. So that's good. I like narrowly didn't fail it. So that's good.
For me, I guess I'll start with a high. I also didn't fail a test, but then yesterday, we watched Borat 2, all of us together, except Haley, she wasn't there. I got Panda Express. That was pretty cool. Because I really like Panda Express.
Taste.
Did you get any Rangoons?
No, they were out. They did the thing where, like, I went like an hour before they closed, and they were like, oh, we're, you know, pretty close to closing, so we don't have anything anymore. So that I had white rice and orange chicken.
I think that's the best thing you can get at Panda, though. It's the best thing.
Fried rice.
I like a fried rice. Orange chicken.
Fried rice. But the white rice soaks up the sauce on the orange chicken, and I don't know. I think it's good.
I personally get the chow mein, but, you know, whatever.
This podcast sponsored by Panda Express.
Oh, I wish. Oh my God.
yeah, but Borat 2 was pretty cool. Very hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch.
What was your favorite scene from that?
You know, somewhere between the Obama song and the fertility dance.
Oh, that's quite the movie.
I liked where he dressed up as a KKK member and said he was Stephen Miller. He kept saying, I'm Stephen Miller, and nobody really,
that's good,
like they looked at him, but they didn't.
Yeah, he was like, I need to blend into this conservative convention, so he walked in with a KKK outfit. Oh my god, that movie was rough.
It was hard to watch.
I guess for my low, I'll use the fact that CJ hit me in the face with a soccer ball earlier today.
I have profusely apologized.
It wasn't an accident. He didn't mean it.
You're trying to get some exercise in these dark quarantine times, and tried to play some soccer, and I tried to kick the ball over Cameron's head, but it went a little low, and instead went into Cameron's head.
For our valued listeners, CJ has hella muscular legs. So, like, I can't even imagine the pain Cameron had to endure. Whatever CJ... Also, you said 4 feet away, right? Cameron?
He was pretty close.
Yeah, he was pretty close.
I don't hold anything against him. It's okay.
It wasn't a hard pick. I was just trying to
no
like
falling out.
Yeah, we've made up.
We've made up. Yeah, kissed him.
We kissed.
That's cute.
Okay, are you guys ready for some questions?
Always.
Yes.
We're gonna start off with one to like get us warmed up. Do you kiss the homies goodnight?
Of course.
Every night.
Always.
Always? Do you guys tuck each other in? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so sometimes we kind of trade off, I guess. Sometimes I'll tuck Cameron in if he's going to sleep earlier. It just really depends on who's going to sleep first. A lot of times it's Cameron tucking me in. He kisses my forehead, smacks my ass a little bit. I mean, you know, the usual.
Yeah, see, Cameron's the night owl, so he normally does the tucking in. And,
He's the motherly one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm sick, they treat me pretty well.
Yeah, we bring them breakfast in bed, you know.
That's what the homies do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because I knew whenever I was going to ask that question, you guys were going to say yes. But I just didn't know what direction you'd take it with. But
well, no is a boring answer.
Yeah.
And a lie.
Also, it wouldn't be truthful. Yeah, exactly. We don't want to...
Right here, unsolicited... We're 100% truthful.
It's been a little bit harder since Cameron went back home. He's like 30 miles away.
Yes, I still make the trip. It's worth it.
You drive back to kiss the homies goodnight.
Yeah, but you see, we tuck Cameron in his car, so he'll drive back home and then spend the night sleeping in his car tucked in.
Oh, good. Okay, here's the next question. We might have to give you guys some context because you might not understand like what it means. But do you guys talk about girls like girls talk about guys?
In what way?
I need an example of how girls talk
about like
guys.
It's like girls, whenever it's like if a girl has a crush on someone, they're like always like first to tell their friends, and then they get all like not giggly, but I don't know how to describe it. It's like they
I haven't had a crush in so long.
I'm gonna say
I'd have to think back to high school, I guess. I mean, usually, like, when you're interested in somebody, like, the homies know. You tell the homies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's more like a passing thing. It's like, hey, I got someone
coming
over.
Or I guess, like, if you have a crush, if I had a crush and, like, he even looked at me, I would tell Angelica.
Yeah.
I'd be like, guess what fucking happened today? Would you do that?
We get nearly as in-depth as you do. It's more like a one sentence. Unless it gets like, more serious.
There will be that. And then if like a significant step happens, we'll
it's
let
like, oh yeah.
If you get married, you'll just like tell them, bro. Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way.
By the way.
We're married now.
By the way, you want to be my best man? It's tomorrow.
Yeah. I think more significant involvement waits to happen until the relationship is more significant.
True. Mm. Because like, usually my mom doesn't even know about like any of this unless it's like serious, you know. I wouldn't even tell her if I was dating somebody until a few weeks in. So
that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I was just wondering about that because like, yeah, whenever I like someone,
it's like any interaction I'd be like, okay, here's what happens. Quotations.
It's like they were turning around, but as they were turning around, they made eye contact with me and then looked the other direction. Like, oh my God.
And so you write a whole series of poems about it and share it with your friends.
We write sonnets, actually. And
we're just like trying to analyze like what just happened, even though it's not serious. Okay, here's the next question. What are big turnoffs for guys? Like, what's something a girl does and then you're like, as soon as she does it,
I have a follow-up question. Do you guys get the ick? So, like, for me, I guess not really.
We got to take one question at a time. We got to take one question at a time.
Okay.
So, first one, Angelica, you said, what's a turnoff for guys?
Yeah, it's not like sexual. Okay. It's like just if a girl's doing it and then you just like are immediately like, nah.
Can't speak for all guys because we are individuals. We're not just objects.
Putting that aside.
I'm an object.
Yeah. Zach, you want to go first? You've had more dating experience than either Cameron or I.
Oh, I'd have to think about it. There's a lot of turnoffs, I guess, but I guess when somebody like shit talks literally everyone around them, like, I don't know, they're like, everything that happens, they're like, oh man, this sucks. Like, why did this happen? And then you realize they're probably the problem in everything.
Yeah, I just try to avoid those like, people. I don't like drama type girls because they're always the ones
but they actively create the drama.
They actively create it, yeah. Like,
their middle name is drama.
I think if they're like actually into astrology, like actually,
I've learned to just accept it. Look, I just attract those kinds of women at this point. Look, I guess I'm a Taurus at heart, huh? Fuck.
I like astrology because it justifies me doing anything. So I'm a Gemini. So if I've done anything bad ever, it's because I'm a Gemini.
Oh my gosh.
Cameron, what's your star sign?
Sagittarius.
Cave. Oh, that's right. Oh my God, you and Angelica are Sagittarius.
You guys have a birthday like
a week apart.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh wait, Zach, you're a Taurus.
Yes.
Capricorn. Proud Capricorn.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, Angelica, every horoscope I've looked at says we aren't compatible, so what does that say for us? What does that say
Damn,
for
should
us?
We just end it right here, right now?
Live on podcast.
Live on the podcast. Just Do it for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do my question.
Oh yeah. So do you guys, what's the ick? What is
so
the
like it's like if you like a guy and you think of him doing normal things, it's just like you're like think of him standing in line. Or like,
yeah, I know when I think about Cameron standing in line.
Okay.
I just
no, but like yours would
wait,
yours would be for girls. Like if you just think about them like tying their shoes, you're like,
Oh, like,
wait,
like,
in
like,
a good way or in a bad way?
In a bad way. It's an ick.
And then you just like want to not think about those people. What?
I feel like it would be in a good way for me.
Why do I feel like it'd be
when they tie their shoes?
I'm not sure I understand
like,
what this
is. They stand in line.
Yeah, when like someone I recrossed I was doing the bare minimum, I'm like, oh, king. Like I'm like,
you're saying like if I see someone I have a crush on tie their shoe, I'm like, that's disgusting.
No, you just think about them tying their shoe, and you're like, that's weird that they do generic things.
Like you only want to think about them, like
idealized
romantic way or something.
I mean, I can honestly say I've never fantasized about Angelica tying her shoes.
You haven't?
No, I'm sorry to say.
The disrespect.
So I'm gonna go with no, because I've never experienced what you just described.
Because you only think about her shoes with or her feet with the shoes off, right?
Shoes and socks off.
Fetishist. Cameron is.
I don't get that. That's interesting.
Well, like, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like for me it would be either neutral or like slightly positive.
Although in high school I was a total simp who like totally would have idolized literally anyone. I don't think so anymore.
Okay, here's the opposite of the question I asked. So what's like a turn on? Like what is something doesn't have to be sexual, because I was about to say like what turns you on, but then that's
she got a dump.
Sharon likes Pixar moms.
Disney moms.
Cameron has a crush on Debbie Ryan on Suite Life.
The real reason that is not true.
Hey, back then it was totally allowed. She's older than us.
Yeah, back when I was in my watching Suite Life days. Maybe.
As it was airing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, so what are things that like a girl does? I guess, yeah, what a girl does that, like, it's like, damn, okay.
I mean, it's not just, like...
Having a good sense of humor, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the generic issue, like, being compatible with, like, your sense of humor and hobbies and stuff, but I don't think there's any one thing.
It's what are some things? It doesn't have to be the thing.
I know, but now that you're putting me on the spot, my brain went blank.
Damn, I like because everyone's a sense of humor. It's like actually no, I want someone that's not funny. I don't want them to crack jokes ever. If they do, I'll break up with them.
There's a study that women want people that make them laugh, but men want people that will laugh like at their jokes.
It's like girls on Tinder whose bios say, I like to laugh. It's like, oh, really? Me too. Wow. We have so much in common.
I like
to
laugh. I hate laughing.
I too enjoy traveling and long walks on the beach.
I hate smiling.
Smiling's my favorite.
Like, my laugh box was taken out years ago.
I don't know. There's not any one or even any couple of things. Like, I can't pinpoint it, right? Like, it depends on...
It's just a whole vibe.
A lot of things.
Yeah,
you have to have the right vibe.
Yeah.
You have to do a vibe check, and if they meet enough bullet points, then, you know, they're in. I guess that's it.
What are the vibes, though?
Yeah, what are the bullet points?
What are the vibes?
All right, now you're going to make me pull out the list.
No, some things you just can't quantify, all right? They're qualitative.
Oh, what are the qualities, then?
I like smart girls. But I always attract
like
the not very smart girl.
I'm attracted to a sexy mind.
A sexy mind, yeah.
Would they like
a thick mind? I mean... Absolute don't truck mind.
You have a fine.
I guess maturity, just like the ability to disagree or have an argument and come out of it like fine because it didn't mean anything.
Yeah. See, that's a quality.
Okay, there's a quality.
Cameron's art looks like Debbie Ryan.
But you're asking it as if, or at least the way I took it was like, what's something like a quality in a girl? And then you get like cartoon heart eyes, hubba hubba. I'm like, but it's not like one thing. It's the accumulation of things.
Okay.
Cause like, okay, here, for example, for me, like a turn on would be like, if someone's like really passionate about something or like whenever.
But that's also a cop out answer. They're like, when you talk about something.
Okay, then you say something.
About...
I think every answer to this is a cop out answer.
Yeah.
Would you, okay,
like they act
question.
On the sweet life on deck.
<That's Cameron.
laughs> From later really? Start on the hit show Jesse.
Radio Rebel. Okay, follow up to that question, kind of. Would you prefer to date a gamer girl? Like, do you like a gamer girl?
I mean, for all of us enjoying playing video games, I feel like it would be a good thing compatibility wise if she did too,
because I agree, like, with that like if you're into like not okay gamer girl with air quotes, like the type of person is different from a girl who plays games.
Yeah, we don't want Belle like, Delphine in here.
hey okay. I've got plenty of her bathwater. I can probably,
like,
rebuild her in my bathtub.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Zach bought all the bathwater actually. I don't know, because it's
well,
like
I got about half of it left.
Difference between like a gamer guy and like a guy who plays games. It's like, is games your whole personality, or do you just you play video? Because it's just like a shared activity you can do. I think it's important, but not required.
Look, I haven't met any gamer girls that I've been interested in, so I feel like the answer is probably not. Like, I probably wouldn't, because I haven't come across a girl so far. That's ill.
Maybe you just haven't met the right one, Zach.
I guess
she's
so.
She's out there waiting for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, CJ, I'm not a gamer girl.
You play games. You've yet to play Among Us, though.
I give it a chance. I, like, give games a chance, which I feel like that's, like,
yeah,
fair
that's
enough.
All that counts. There are games you enjoy that we've played.
Oh, yeah. Overcooked, I get so heated.
Yeah,
you
play Overcooked.
You remember Speedrunners?
Played Speedrunners.
I almost broke up with CJ while playing Speedrunners because I was like, you're cheating! Because he wouldn't tell me how to do things. And then he would tell me, and then I'd be bad still, and then I would still get mad. Because I also hate losing. I hate losing.
Yeah, you won't play card games with me.
Yeah, because I'm really bad at card games.
Oh, that's why you play me in Uno, because I'm the only one you can beat. I understand now.
No, Uno's pure chance.
You admit
like,
it.
It's just luck. But, like, every single time, you probably won one game of Uno out of, like, the 50 games we've played.
That's true. I am unlucky.
Over the past several years. Okay, let's move on to another question. Okay, this isn't supposed to be targeted, but it kind of is. Would you get a tattoo, and if so, what?
This is targeted. Yeah, let's go for the other two. I'm going to set this one
for me and Cameron?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably get multiple tattoos. I'm kind of, right now, I'm waiting for, look, this sounds bad. I'm waiting for my grandma to die before I get more because I don't want her to see me with tattoos. because it would like it would break her heart. She's some old little Mormon lady who thinks I'm like the perfect child. So if she saw any tattoos, she would like. Actually, that would probably kill her. So, but yeah, I do have a tattoo. Thanks
what
for
is
asking.
It?
It's on my hip so that you know no one can see it. It says. It says some words on it. It's not really important.
What's it say?
You know,
the people want to know.
It's just about like four inches long. It says "Okay, Boomer." That's it. Hey, Cameron, what about you?
Hypothetically speaking, of course, I would also get one.
Cameron, your mom's gonna listen to this.
Perhaps also on my hip in the same place.
What would it say?
You know, there's this really stupid meme. Where you got, what's his name, Robert Downey Jr. and the other guy, Peter Parker.
Tom Holland.
But it's the I'm Stuff meme, you know, where it's like, hey,
that was
a good thing.
It's like, what does it say? Peter comes in, he's like, hey guys, sorry I'm late. I was doing stuff. And then, Who's the girl in Spider-Man?
MJ.
Who's the main girl? MJ, yeah, says,
actress.
I'm stuff.
Rue.
You see, because he said he was doing stuff. And then Peter freaks out. He's like, OMG, MJ, no. No, that's not what I meant. And then Robert Downey Jr. is over here like, haha, Peter, your girlfriend is awesome.
It's a really bad Facebook meme.
The I'm stuff.
Okay. So I was like, I.
That's the whole meme.
That's the whole meme.
Starts laughing nervously.
So the I'm stuff line just really resonates with me and my sense of humor.
Would you guys get any more tattoos, like in addition to that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Full sleeve.
I don't know what I want, but yeah, I'd probably
just
anywhere.
More.
Probably something on my forehead that says like. Just slave or something. I don't know, something edgy.
Slave for you.
Yeah, maybe like CJ's property.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But it's like, can you see when you look in the mirror or something?
Yeah, wait, I'll have it mirrored so that I can read it. So it's
every
time I look at it.
It'd be pretty funny to get one of those ones like in Gravity Falls. That one guy where he has like his hand labeled.
Which Gravity Falls?
It says like hand.
His shoulder says like over the shoulder. His fist says fist, like across his knuckles.
I'd get a tattoo on my hand that said fist.
CJ, would you get a tattoo?
If I got it, so I don't have any tattoos. Let me say this. I did not participate in the meme tattoos on the thigh or hip. But if I got a tattoo, like I don't think I'd plan for one. It just had. Maybe I would. It'd have to be something that spoke to me because it's going to be on my body for forever. So I would be open to getting a tattoo, but I'm not going to go like hunting for something to put on me. That makes sense. Like if I see something like, I think that's cool, maybe I'll do it. But I'm not going to be like, I want a tattoo and then search for it. I'll do it the other way around.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get a Minecraft creeper face.
On my, over my face.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I also think it's worth noting too that Zach and Cameron got a tattoo before me, because at least like, because Haley has tattoos, right? But like, if you ask,
I think they still got tattoos before I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were first.
Mm-hmm.
OG.
They're the trendsetters.
And technically, Cameron was first because I got mine right after him.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
We thought about it for a while. And we're just like, you know, this is something it would be pretty funny to do.
Yep.
It was the exciting incident.
It
was just one night, and you're just like, hey, let's do it tonight.
Oh, yeah, we were sober, too. Fun fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely sober.
It was not a drunken decision.
It was a rational decision.
It was.
Okay, here, let's move on to the next question. So... I've asked CJ this, but I don't think I've asked like Zach or Cameron, but what do you guys do during sleepovers?
Oh, so the boys, when us boys get together, we would bring our entire computers and we would set up into like one small room and like, I don't know, basically have like just a LAN party, just game all night.
Yep. Not even sleep.
Do you guys gossip? Do you talk about girls?
Not really. We would have deep talk at around 4 a.m. We'd all be laying on the floor and we would just talk about how much life sucks and how we have no idea what the future holds. And it was some of the most deep talk you'd ever hear. But it was only at 4 a.m. right before everyone goes to sleep.
Yep.
And it was like two or three times.
And we had just eaten so much fast food, only drank soda all day. We're dehydrated. It's 100 degrees in the room.
Yeah, so you have like five or six computers running at full throttle in this tiny, poorly ventilated room. So it's very warm in there.
Someone's dog.
No, like gossiping. Nothing really happens besides we eat terrible food, drink soda, play games, and then pass out.
But like if somebody liked someone, that's probably where we would find out. Like that's where you interrogated me. There was one time where they went through the entire yearbook from the previous year, and for every girl they were like, "Do you like her? Do you like her?" Because I never wanted to say anything about it. So they went
through the whole yearbook. Okay.
That's interesting though, because like Haley and I, whenever growing up, during sleepovers, we would literally
hella makeup tutorials.
Oh yeah, one time
hella makeup.
We would do makeup, and I remember because Haley, I was like, "Haley, can I do a Kesha makeup look on you?" And I just drew a dick going in her mouth.
One time we taped Sean to a wall. I remember that.
One time
his feet were off the ground.
Yeah, it didn't work too well. I think we didn't have enough tape, so he like stayed for a few seconds.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long. And he fell. He almost hanged himself with that tape.
It's almost the end.
Oh my gosh.
We pushed someone down the stairs in mattresses, right? Or blankets. we rolled Caleb, I think.
Yeah.
Oh wait, question. Zach, Cameron, how long have you guys been friends?
Since third grade, so 12 years.
We won.
Ayo.
You had a bet who's been friends longer?
No, because
I was wondering.
No, because Haley and I have been...
We've known each other since first grade. We've probably been friends since...
Me and Zach are probably like ask each other in the hall in kindergarten, but we never talked until third grade.
Wow. Yeah. So then technically they know each other longer, because I didn't go to Whitestone till like first grade. And I was in the gifted and talented program. And you joined in second grade.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron left for a year or two and then came back for third grade. So that's when we like actually met.
Yeah, we became friends in second grade.
There was this middle man named Jeremy.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jeremy is.
And then Jeremy was like, "Hey, there's this dude named Zachary that I also talked to. You should talk to him." And then I talked to him.
That was love at first sight.
We locked eyes. We walked across Miss Letty's third grade class and we kissed underneath the table.
That's where it all started.
Everybody clapped.
And everybody stood up and clapped.
Okay, I guess, should we ask this question?
Yeah.
Okay, so whenever you guys do have a sleepover, and assuming you guys do actually sleep, do you share a bed? Like, how does the sleeping situation work? Like,
sleep on the floor.
Floor, sleeping bags.
There was
everyone
one time.
Sleep on the floor? Or do you, like, if it's your house, you sleep on your bed and you make your bros sleep on the floor?
There was one time, yeah. Cameron?
I mean, yeah, normally somebody will, like, get a bed, somebody gets a couch, and then the rest of them get the floor. But there was one time before we went to Big Bend State Park.
Oh, yeah.
Where we were all, we like prepared the night before to head out like really early in the morning. And we were like, we should probably just stay in the same house so we don't have to drive around early and pick everybody up. So we all came to my house and five of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five of us slept in my bed, which was like just a small, you know, normal twin.
Not all five of us were in your bed.
I think it was three. I think it was you, me, and Victor.
And then it was like Sean and I.
CJ was like, no.
Oh, yeah, they
Sean was there.
We were all there, but
we were all there.
CJ and Sean took a different room or or something.
We did share a bed though, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a rarity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Victor it's recorded also a video. Big squad though.
Wait, do you guys ever have one-on-one sleepovers?
When I was in like third grade.
I think sometimes like I would have to leave my house and I'd be like, hey Cameron, can I just stay the night? He'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would just like one time our AC was out and it was like 90 degrees in my house, so I just had to leave for a day. Mm-hmm. While they were like adding window units, so like because they didn't want to fix the AC.
So
usually it's like all the boys.
There's never seems like our reception.
Yeah, because like Haley and I just like
just come over watch a Mac Barbie 07. Eat Domino's.
Well, we would just eat our body weight in Domino's.
Well, now we have to sleep over every night.
Yeah, Haley, I have to sleep over
every night. We're sharing the bed every night.
It's a double ox still. We still share a twin bed, and the other one's used as a couch for guests.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Who's the big spoon?
We alternate every night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
That way no one feels left out. Smart.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is a question that, like, so I feel like it's a stereotype that girls tend to think about, like, their wedding. Like, it's like they have, like, a wedding Pinterest board. And we were wondering, do you guys ever, like, think about it? Not necessarily who you're going to get married to, but, like, the ceremony itself. No?
Not really.
The only thing I've thought about is who would be my best man? Because that's a tough choice, I think. Like, would I pick my boy Cameron, or would I pick, like, my brother, or, like, I don't know.
No, pick Cameron.
Yeah, pick Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron would throw a really good bachelor party, I know it. Strippers, cocaine, all that.
I'd go all out.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't think about it, like, where it would be, what I would wear, like, none of that. I've never thought about it.
I think.
Do you know where you want your honeymoon?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Damn, that's boring. That's, I don't know, maybe that's like, ever since I was probably in middle school, I remember it. Riley was the one that showed me her wedding Pinterest board, and I was like, what the hell is this? And then she was like, oh, I'm just like planning, and I was like that's planning
so
for what?
Weird to think about it when you're that young.
Yeah, all the rings I pinned were fugly.
Wait, okay, so guys, question. If what do you call it, like, it's like the best man lineup, or like the groomsmen. Mm-hmm. Who would be, I was like, the lineup, that's not correct. Who would be your groomsmen? That's a fair question.
Like if we got married today, or if we got
Yeah, like right now.
Who do you normally even put
as your homies?
Your homies and male siblings.
Yeah.
Okay. I got my brothers and then the boys.
The boys.
Yeah. Okay. Unless we're gonna be doing, if we're doing a progressive wedding where it doesn't have to be just men, you could just have.
Is it normal to have like
to
your dad there?
For the guy.
Yeah, like standing next to you whenever.
No,
you
I don't think like... so. There's like a part where like the parents walk down.
You could have your dad as a groomsman. I don't think I don't think there's the tradition around like dad, like how dads like give their daughters away. Like I don't think there's that any kind of tradition that's equivalent to that for the guy.
The mom gives you away.
You guys are property, so
that's true.
The mom assesses how many cows the woman is worth, and then they do the exchange in the back.
CJ, by the way, there's a dowry for me.
There's a dowry.
It's a chicken and a pair of flip-flops.
That's all you're worth. One.
They better
chicken.
Be Gucci. Gucci flips.
Gucci chicken.
Gucci chicken. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, I guess this is just a like get to know you guys question. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be?
That's a hard question.
I would have dinner with, can it be someone who doesn't exist yet?
No,
doesn't exist
like
yet?
My future great-grand.
In the world?
Huh?
Or did you say anyone dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, because it'd have to be someone I could talk to for a whole dinner.
Mm. It's like an awkward talk to Beyonce.
Sean would say like Stalin or something.
Yeah.
Sean would say Kim Ji Woo.
I don't even think Sean can speak Russian. That wouldn't work out very well for him. Imagine you choose somebody like Luna. I wanna talk to Alexander the Great, but like you don't speak the same language. So like
how is it assuming like there are no barriers like that, I guess?
Yeah, there's no communication barrier. Because that would like you would get into a lot of complications. Did we stump you guys on this one?
Yeah.
You're not getting married to them. You can just
wonder. You can leave early. You can leave if you
want. Yeah, but like I don't want to just have dinner with like even if I idolize them or whatever. Like I don't know what do they say. Never meet your heroes. Who would? Well, I'll turn it on you. Who would you have dinner with?
Me. I think with that question though, I've gotten asked that this same question, but like fiction or nonfiction characters, not dead or alive. And I said God.
Fiction or nonfiction.
Yeah. Take that however you want, people who are listening.
Is God a person, though?
I was just assuming.
I don't think so.
An entity? I don't know. Like, it'd be kind of cool to be like, what's up?
You could say Jesus.
Be like,
was
why?
Actually alive at some point, probably.
Jesus, yeah, I'll do Jesus. And then, like, I'll just ask him why.
Ask him about his papa, God.
How's your dad doing? That's my person, Jesus. Haley, what about you?
Mm-hmm. I never met my grandpa that marched with MLK, so probably him.
Damn, wait, that was like, that's pretty cool.
That is a good answer.
You guys still don't know? I mean, we can move on to the next question.
I'd talk to the guy who determined the size of the Pringles can, because I want to ask him what the fuck. Why can't I fit my hand into there?
You must have
taken your hands.
It's probably so that they can't like fall over and crack more.
Just make the chips bigger. Look, just make the chips bigger. Then I can reach inside and I can grab them.
I favor small-handed people because yeah, I can reach all the way to the bottom.
I can't get past my knuckles.
<That's> so big.
Really?
It's like I kind of have to like, go like this, but
I got a Pringles can right here. Here I can.
We don't need a demonstration.
That's crazy. I can fit my whole arm in the
Pringles. Dislocate my thumb to be able to get it.
This.
Yeah.
Like the Italian hand.
The Italian.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's continue.
Okay. Okay. What do girls do that give you butterflies?
If they give me butterflies.
Well, first they hand me a caterpillar and then they wait a few months.
No, not like
that. I'd have to say that too. I definitely agree.
CJ, what's something I do that gives you butterflies?
I don't get butterflies. I haven't gotten butterflies ever. It's not a...
You've never gotten butterflies?
I was super
nervous. I mean, like, what butterflies means like nervousness, right? Like, I guess I was nervous on like our first date and stuff, but...
Yeah, for
I had already known you for a while, so like I was nervous about like what you were gonna say when I asked you out. But like I don't get nervous around you. Do you want me to get nervous around you?
No, okay.
I don't know.
I don't flinch at me and I cower. Isn't
it's not like nerves? Yeah,
it's like that warm feeling, you know?
Oh, not
yeah, like the brief like burst of excitement or nervousness. Not like. It's like consistent nerves or anything.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess it could be nerves, but also it's just like, yeah, that like, I don't know, excitement / like just like warmth you like feel. That's like the best way I can describe it.
I've never felt an emotion.
Yeah, CJ's like, I've never had butterflies. Good to know, CJ.
I was programmed that way. Beep boop.
Oh my god. Cameron, have you gotten butterflies?
Nothing. No, I guess.
Whenever his mom comes in, says, "Hey, I brought you some milk." Cameron loves milk.
Like I know the feeling.
Yeah, everyone gets that feeling. I feel like, I guess CJ doesn't. What about CJ? Like when I do, like when I got groceries for you that one time. That
That was nice. I appreciated it. But I didn't get butterflies.
I don't know, because I'm thinking about, like, CJ's, like, love language, and CJ's love language is act of service. So I was thinking, like, do you get butterflies? Of like, I don't know. What if, I guess guys don't get butterflies. That's a really big letdown.
No, I feel like I do. I just can't remember, like, specific times.
It's been a long time. Okay. Should we ask this question?
Yeah.
Okay. So next question. Describe your dream girl. We can start off with Cameron.
Your dream woman.
That's Zachary.
Mine looks like Cameron's mom. Also talks like Cameron's mom, and is actually Cameron's mom.
You have a weird fascination with Cameron's mom.
What do you mean?
They like to do that.
Okay, she's on the show Sweet Life on Deck.
That's Cameron. You can't steal it.
You can't steal Cameron's Cameron. All right, all That's right. bro code.
Okay, one thing. The girl has to be shorter than me. I've tried when the girl was taller than me, and I can't do it. So that there's that. But other than that, like, I don't have, like, constraints on it.
You could wear high heels.
But it's like, if you could create someone in the lab, what would they be like?
It doesn't have to be like, a character. It just be like...
Like you have $50.
Oh, personality.
$50.
Those memes are so dumb.
$50 came from.
Oh my god, that's so stupid.
Personality-wise, okay. Well, first off, probably not into astrology. Because we already brought this up. That was one of the turnoffs earlier. Probably not on that. Like, I'm trying to think, and I don't know. Any combination, really. You know? Just depends.
CJ, how would you describe your perfect girl? Well,
CJ, how would you? No,
she's obviously sitting right in front of me. Right there.
Haley. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the shorter of the two women in this call.
Oh yeah, Haley's significantly taller than me.
Black hair, brown eyes, you know.
Even though on my driver's license I put black, so I seem mysterious. Black They're eyes. Like sure.
That's the thing.
I just told them black, and it's on my driver's license. It's fine. Wait, Cameron, did you go already?
He forwarded. No,
he passed. Like, okay. It's the same kind of thing where, like, there's a lot of things that could be okay, but I can't think of any of them.
And it's like, you can't build
think of things that are
somewhat like
deal breakers.
But that's the question. If you could build someone, what would they be like?
Yeah, but I think it's a flawed question.
I think we're flawed people.
It's from r/teenagers, so it's not.
Oh, there you go. That's why it's a flawed question.
Okay, we'll just move on to
that. How are you even on that sub? We should all be banned.
Brown hair. That's all.
And okay. There it is.
Karen, folks. That's 90% of all women.
I'm fine with either blonde or brunette.
Okay, so that's 98% of all women. What are you leaving out, redhead?
Just like mention everyone.
You're just like, screw redhead specifically, Cameron.
It's a hard question. Do you have any more quantitative questions?
It's fine. No, at least Cameron said something. That's something. Brunette or blonde, which is like everyone, but it's okay.
Probably like the 5'6" range.
Oh, you want some 5'6"? That's something.
Could be a little shorter.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Here's the next question. Would you ever be in a friends with benefits relationship? Why or why not?
No.
Yes. Do you want the why or why not? Because I have no answer. I just...
You don't have to.
Currently am in one, so... But there's that.
I say no because I don't see a point. I would just want to do that with someone I'm dating. At that point, I don't... I don't want them to be more than friends, so...
Like, would I personally? Probably not, because I don't... I don't care too much about that, but like I don't have anything against people who do, because like if they both know what's going on, then it's
mine is my personal choice. I have no moral objections to it.
Look, if you got problems with it, you got to go through me first.
Zach, are you the gatekeeper of Friends with Benefits?
Well, if you got problems, you got to talk to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because I think I'm the same too. I feel as if Friends with Benefits, like, clearly to each their own, because that's completely fine. I just know I am very emotional. And so if I were to do something like that with someone, it would have to be someone that's like I'm in a relationship with, but that's just me.
Yeah. I don't think I have the energy for like more than one person. So like if you're already like hanging out with someone having sex and then you're trying to date, that's too much. Might as well just.
Yeah. That would be a lot of meeting people, which I'm very bad at.
Wait, Haley, do you want to ask the texting one? We can ask, like,
pull it up.
Yeah. Okay, so we have one long advice question. It's going to give you guys, like, a hypothetical situation, and you guys have to give your input as dudes.
Okay. Hi, guys. I've been talking to a boy that seems to throw his phone across the ocean whenever he sends one reply. Are guys actually just not great at texting? I feel bad and kind of annoying when I double/triple text over the course of a few days just to get a single reply out of him. I remain hopeful and positive of our situation because I've known him for 2 years and he admitted to not really texting people. It's kind of bleh when I text him asking to hang out and he doesn't reply, but he's still watching my Snapchat stories. Okay. Two more paragraphs. When we do hang out in person, though, he always compliments me and pulls me into the tightest hug. When we watch TV together, he'll hold my hand and rest his head in the crook of my neck. Sometimes after we hug, he'll look at me and smile without saying a word. What I'm trying to get at is there's so many mixed emotions, and I feel like I know him well enough to not be worried, but I also want to know the opinions and receive advice from the boys.
Who wants to go first?
I can go first, if no one has any objections to that. All right. From what it sounds like, I think this person is way overthinking things to start. So I used to have the issue where like I'd want to like text someone but be super worried about it, because I would much rather communicate with someone in person than over text until I learned how to like navigate communicating that way. Because just for some background info, I didn't use emojis until like 3 years ago. It's like the first time I started using emojis, just so you know. So I wasn't great at it. I had a bunch of anxiety around texting and stuff. But from what it sounds like with the texting thing, like, I don't know, sometimes you might read a text and just be busy and not have time to respond to it, or you'll want to think through your response, because like when you're in person you respond instantly, like through a, I don't know, flow of conversation. But text message is completely different. It like turns it on its head. So I think it sounds like this person likes you, but I think you're just overthinking things with the texting. It sounds like complete opposite to what they're doing in person, if that makes sense. So it sounds like there's either some like anxiety on their part for around the texting situation, and they're just more uptight when they can't see, because when you text you don't have that body language to tell you what they're actually like thinking or going through, right? It's just text on a screen. So I think there's a disconnect there, and they're misinterpreting the texts, or I mean there's any number of reasons why you could take a while to respond to a text. I don't think it's super indicative of them not liking you, especially if they act the way you say they do when you're in person. It's my two cents.
I think that boy is just gaming. That's all. I think, because sometimes
he's playing,
I'll be texting someone and then I'll get into like a game or something, and I'll realize that I haven't like responded in like 2 hours, but I'll like quickly respond and then I'll just accidentally do the same thing again. But if that person's like doing it all the time, it's probably not that. I bet you they're just like really bad at texting. But I've come across people who do that before. Like they actually just don't respond. So what I'll do is I'll just like not text them like at all for a second, you know, like a day. Mm-hmm. And if they don't respond, like they obviously like don't care to talk to you. So like sometimes I'll just like stop, you know.
Yeah.
that's usually what I do. Like, like literally just text them like they text you. Like, don't even think about it. Just wait forever. And if they, mm-hmm. like, say something, then they're trying at least, but yeah. they're bad at it.
And I think you can also just have a conversation. Don't feel the need to, like, perpetuate nothing. If there's nothing to talk about, then over text, then you don't need to. Like, there are plenty of ways to communicate if you want to get on a phone call or whatever, or meet in person, because obviously you meet in person. I would take the in-person meetings worth more than the text messages, but if you ever want clarification, the best way is to ask them. Usually, communication is
key. Whoa.
That's hard.
Talking to people about why they do things might lead to insight about why they do them. It's crazy.
Gross.
Okay, that was good. Wait, Cameron didn't give us 2 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, Cameron, do you have anything else to add to the convo?
I was thinking kind of more along the lines of Zachary. Because, like, I've definitely done the thing where, like, I'll, like you said, where somebody will text me and I will forget about it or be doing something and I won't respond for, like, a couple hours. But if he's not responding for days at a time, that seems more extreme.
Yeah, like the days get to me though.
It also,
like, hours, sure.
It also matters if are they
days?
Responding
also, like, what are
in
you
the day? Like if I are you saying something like, "Hey, what's your favorite food?" 4 days later, pizza? Or is it like you're texting and then suddenly they'll stop and then they'll bring up something else a couple days later? Like, to them the conversation ended. That also matters. It depends on if, like, what the context is for the not texting back. Because if they think the conversation ended and you aren't texting them, then from their perspective, they're always starting the conversation. So I wouldn't be afraid to text again if you have something to say. Like, if you actually want to say something. Like, there's no harm at, like, everyone's afraid of double texting. Like, just, it doesn't matter how many, just say what you want to say. As if you're in a conversation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was assuming it was, like, she was saying something that elicited a response and she wasn't getting any. And she had to, like, keep on trying to get him to finally say anything.
Yeah. Well, that's two different scenarios. There wasn't enough info to let us know which one.
I mean, we don't know what throwing your phone across the Atlantic Ocean really
means.
Entails.
Wait, okay. Move on to the next one. Here's another advice one.
This one's from r/men dating tips. So there's this girl I've been seeing.
Like tips for dating men or?
I think it's dating tips
for
men.
To date women.
Yeah. There's this girl I've been seeing, and we've been on a few dates at this point, but I've been over to her apartment a couple of times, and we normally wind up cuddling on the couch for hours before I leave. Now, let me interject this. I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in sex out of wedlock. Just throwing that out there. Normally, when we're cuddling, she's somehow laying on me while I rub her back, / play with her hair, etc. As the natural reaction, my hot dog wiener starts to turn into a smoked summer sausage. And then he also talks about r/nofap, which I don't really know anything about.
There's no way this
that.
Isn't a troll.
He says, "I'm also practicing r/nofap and haven't come from PMO in going on /more than 2 months now." What's PMO? Okay, it's fine. So what's the proper /best way of hiding /concealing my smoked sausage?
Hiding or concealing it?
Yeah.
That's their question?
Yeah.
How do
you? They're like, "I'm a good Christian who cuddles intimately with some other person."
This is
but
someone who's karma farming on Reddit. They just want upvotes because.
How do I hide it? Like,
assuming there's.
You gotta work some things out. How do I not feel like I'm disrespecting my religion first instead of hiding sausage? You know?
I think it was just like sex is. It's not just like, "Oh, just have sex." Like, that's out of the.
Okay.
This is a cuddling only situation.
Cuddling only situation.
I don't know, tuck it in your waistband.
I mean, chopping it off is always on the table.
Tense your leg.
Just never marry the girl. It'll never come up.
Just be drunk every time.
Yeah.
Do Christians do that?
Think about your mother or your grandma.
Baptist
or not, I don't know.
Just
we don't know what kind of man that is.
Flex your legs really hard.
Well, it's been like if you flex like one part of your body, the blood will flow there instead of to your
Okay.
Smoked sausage.
You just hit the whole body.
Can you imagine they're cuddling and he just goes like, he just becomes like a post.
Like he just straightens out and like
yeah, I don't know how to conceal it.
And then move on.
We didn't ask if they were boobs or ass men. Are you guys boobs or ass men?
Yeah, I started out as a tits man originally. way back in the day, you know, back in my prime. But I've grown. I've ascended to the next level of being, which is being an ass man instead. You see, because ass men appreciate the hard work that girls do to get the ass. You see, tits man, you know, they're like, good genetics, right? But like, they can't control that. But ass men, they're like, oh, you know, you worked hard. Hey, good for you. That's all I gotta say, Cameron, about that.
The other two men present.
I feel like I'm somewhere in between.
Cameron appreciates a woman for their sexy mind.
leaning somewhere towards the former, which I don't want to say because of where I am right now.
Okay. CJ, where do you want?
I hope my mother doesn't
spectrum?
Listen to this. I don't know, Angelica. Where do you think I am?
Shannon may or may not be here. Shannon may or may not follow us on Instagram.
She follows you on Instagram. She's yet to listen to the podcast though, so I'm gonna make sure she doesn't listen now.
What do you mean, where do I think you are? I can't determine that.
Well, CJ has a dumpy himself, so.
Yeah.
True. No, I'm okay with CJ having the dump truck ass in the relationship because I benefit from that, and it's okay. Because I know I look like a 2x4. It's fine.
You don't look like a 2x4.
Wide turns.
I need blinkers.
Yeah, I can hear the beeping as he backs up to his
apartment. So CJ's neither. He's personality. He's a personality guy.
You got a big
personality first, but fine. You want me to choose one?
Yeah.
Okay, but.
Dang. Okay, this one's from our loyal listener, Thomas. What's your opinion on snakes?
Is that gross?
They're cool.
Yeah, it's for you.
What's your opinion on CJ?
you know, I can take
opinion on snakes. I don't know. They're neat animals.
I don't like them.
They rub you the wrong way.
Yeah. Like, I'm not crazy for them, but I'll avoid them if I can.
Yeah, if I see one in the wild, look, I'm not going anywhere near it. But if somebody's like holding one and they're like, hey, you want to pet it? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll pet your giant snake that can
chew. Domesticated snakes only.
Thanks, Thomas, for that question.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. He actually hit us up on our email. I mean, CJ, you don't really count because I kind of forced you to. So.
No, I did it of my own free will and you forgot the password.
Okay. It's fine, though. We figured
we'll
it out.
We'll answer CJ's next set of questions in the next episode.
Yeah, I promise you.
All right. It doesn't make up for it, but okay. My feelings
okay,
will
guys.
Forever be hurt.
I think that's going to be the end of our episode. Do you guys have any last messages to our listeners before we sign off?
Nope.
If you want
any life advice, any wise life advice
any
you want to give
words.
Them? Any parting words, yes.
Go vote if you haven't.
Don't
election,
do drugs.
Election day is November 3rd. Go vote.
Get a tattoo with your homies.
Good parting words. Okay. So thank you guys for joining us. I don't really know what we're going to do next week. I always am like next week and then I don't know what we're doing next because I
next
take
week,
it day by day.
We'll probably still be here.
Sign off now. Unsolicited because literally no one asked.
But we're still here.